Mount Allison writer and professor Lauren Beck is nominated for a New Brunswick Book Award this year for her work alongside co-author Margaret Augustine, entitled Michi, Let's Eat. CHMA caught up with Beck earlier this month and started off asking about where the idea for the book came from.
Well, my co-author, Margaret, she and her husband lived in the community for quite a while, and he's from there. And so she spends a lot of time with elders in the community. And there was a problem that she was coming across in the community, and that is elders would have knowledge about all sorts of things, but she's interested in food, I'm interested in food. And as elders would get older and pass away, that food knowledge wasn't really necessarily getting passed on to younger generations, and in particular, youth, and who didn't necessarily know a lot about traditional ingredients or dishes, or even how to make some of the dishes they maybe have grown up eating. So we thought about this project and organized it in such a way that we hope anyways to that the elders' voices come through with their knowledge so we can see it shared with broader audiences, but especially with Mi'kmaq youth.
Do you have food interests yourself, like either academically or personally? Like I'm wondering what drew you to this project.
Well, I'm definitely interested in decolonization through the senses, and I have other research collaborations that are trying to develop that in different ways, not just in terms of Indigenous foodways, but also other groups' food knowledge and the way food can be used as a form of resistance against domination through systems like colonialism and so on. But also personally, besides being an avid eater, I've been, cooking since I was a very young girl, and I had that sort of personal interest in the project. And so when you have projects where you have personal and intellectual interests married together, kind of knitted together, it can be quite satisfying to work on them. And I think speaking for Margaret as well, she had that similar sort of realization as the project was going on. But also learning from the elders and then sharing with them what we learned and seeing them affirm or see their own knowledge affirmed was also a rewarding experience throughout the project.
I think about language so often, like the preservation and like, I don't know, holding on and passing on language, knowledge and skills as being such a key cultural cornerstone. But it hasn't occurred to me how much food would like and the ways we make it and share it and prepare it would be also be this have like this strong cultural significance.
Absolutely. And as we went through this project, I think we had some maybe assumptions that were quickly proven wrong. For example, the gendered roles behind the food, we were able to involve participants who are men, women, and the sorts of experiences they shared just sort of defied what we were expecting, but also the humor that they brought through the subject of food in order to talk about some difficult subjects like Indian residential day school and day school, some of the stories about difficulties in life growing up, all of that sort of met with this some interesting and courageous moments of humor. We hope we captured some of that in the book, which is not just a book of recipes. There's many essays and short stories in it as well that help bring additional context to gastrocolonialism experienced in places like El Cibuctook, but also the important and key ways that the culture and the people have resisted and thrived in the face of gastrocolonialism.
What's the reception been like for this book so far?
So far, it's been very different from my other publications, the kinds published by a university press. This press, Nimbus Publishing, they invested quite a bit into this book. They hired a Mi'kmaq photographer, Patricia joined us. She's from Lenox Island, and Charlottetown area. And she took some beautiful photography for us. And that's quite an investment. But also a lot of audiences locally and internationally even have been really interested in the book. It's been, we were interviewed at the Toronto International Festival of Authors in last fall about the book, and it's attracted some interest internationally with the World Gourmand Awards. It's been shortlisted for the Indigenous category.
Okay, and now you're up for New Brunswick Book Award.
Yes, yes, for nonfiction.
Now, I know you've said a couple times now it's not just a cookbook, but do you have a favorite recipe or a favorite a favorite piece of this book that you can share?
I do. So Edward Peter Paul, he sat with us for a couple hours and he told us all sorts of stories, which I won't go into too much of them today, but he's quite a character. And he shared the traditional way that salmon was cooked, how he remembers his grandmother doing it in the sand with a fire made from or heat coming from rocks that had been fired, and how they would roast the salmon in the sand and season it in some traditional ways. And then he told us how he makes it today, because he does a version of it rather than on the beach. He does it in his kitchen at home. And so that way of thinking about the dish and sort of its two forms, I found that to be quite, have a lot of depth to it. It was a very valuable contribution he made.
Is there anything you want to add about the book and why people, should consider, stopping by their local bookstore to pick one up?
I believe that Tidewater is stocking them, so I encourage everyone to go there and pick up a copy. This is so much more than a cookbook, so much more than the recipes, and I think it's an important way to learn about other communities around Sackville, if you're from Sackville or if you're recently arrived from somewhere else in Canada to Sackville. This is a great sort of way of getting to know Mi'kmaq people.
That's Mount Allison Professor of Visual and Material Culture Studies, Lauren Beck, talking about a book she has co-authored, which is nominated for a New Brunswick Book Award in nonfiction. The awards will be presented on May 31st.
This is Erica Butler, reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.